This is a recording of the March 11th, 2020 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Let's call the meeting to order. The first item is roll call. Director Reeves is online. Yep. Director Crawford is here. Director Chastain is here. Is Director Hollis online?
Not yet, but he said he's got a call.
Okay. And then additionally present is Director Morse, and Director Henderson is not yet here.
I'm here, Stuart.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So Director Henderson's on teleconference. The first item is approval of the agenda. Has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved in.
Mr. Chairman, under item 7A, new business, we don't have that available for tonight, so we would either request it be removed or.
Okay, that is fine. So there's been a motion. Is there a friendly amendment to remove item A?
Make a friendly amendment to remove item A of item 7.
7.
Perfect. And it's been, so there's a motion and a second on the table. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The agenda is approved as modified with no new business. The third item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. There's two meetings, the March 5th, 2020 meeting, and then, February 5th, 2020, and the March 3rd, 2020 meeting. Can we approve both of these at the same time? We should be able to. All right. So has everybody had a chance to review them? Is there any comments? There a motion?
I need to approve both the February 5th, 2020 ops meeting minutes and those of March 3rd, 2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the February 5th and the March 3rd, 2020 Operations Committee meetings. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And they're approved as written. Next item, I don't believe there's anyone here, any persons to be heard, any members. So item 5, we move on to new business, an update on the Rail Belt Reliability Council. Hi, Brian.
Thank you. I'll be brief. So we've had, I think since the last time we met, I've either testified or answered questions in 5 hearings of Senate Finance, House Resources, or House Energy Committee. And the bill passed out of the Senate 19-0 yesterday. It passed out of House Resources this afternoon, and it will probably be heard on the floor Friday. And it looks like it'll pass out of the House without any amendments. So we actually ended up where we started. So we'll cross our fingers, knock on wood, and not count our chickens before they're hatched, but we're close. So it's good news.
Good.
That is good news.
So, and then if it, once it gets out of the House or gets approved by the House, then it will go to the governor's desk for signature.
Okay.
Yeah, the Senate bill was moved over to the House, and they accepted the Senate bill. So as long as it gets out the floor without being changed, it doesn't have to go to a conference committee. It goes direct to them.
And do we have any feel on if there's going to be any opposition or should it move?
I think it's all, the rumor I heard is that it will move without opposition. There was one potential problem, but I think it's been taken care of.
Good.
So.
Good news.
We'll see. Harry's looking at me like, believe it when you see it. We'll see.
Are there any questions related to this topic? Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Chair, this is Director Hollis calling in.
Hi, Director Hollis. Welcome. Thanks for joining. We are moving on to the executive session. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, 2, and 3, the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, 2, discuss personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person, however, the person may request a public discussion, and 3, discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Is there a second for executive session?
Second.
All in favor of going into executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
And opposed, there's none opposed, so that we're in executive session. We're out of executive session now. And let me find the agenda if I can. The next item, we have no new business tonight, and now it's director comments, and I'm going to go around with our committee members, starting with Bettina Chastain.
All right. Well, I think it was an excellent meeting. My hat's off to you, Stuart. It was a big operations committee meeting agenda on top of doing the work of getting a good start on the CEO reviews. So thanks for keeping us on task. And I thought the presentations actually were very good this evening. And I feel good about us getting through a significant portion of the CEO review, so thank you.
Good. Harry Crawford, comments?
As opposed to any other Harry might be here?
I keep thinking of you, Harold. Harry and Harold, I'm like
confused.
I thought it was a very informative meeting. I appreciate it. I picked up several cards that I could keep tonight. So, I think I still have feelings about how it's drawing to a close. I feel like there's somebody standing with the sword of Damocles over my head. I really appreciate having been able to be here and be a part of this for this last 9 years.
Long time. Appreciate it. Harold Hollis.
Yes. Well, I would second the comments about Stuart, you moving through the agenda and helping us all get through this KPI evaluation. It is a challenge. So thank you for that. I also want to thank all the directors tonight, because I thought that the topics and the conversations, even though we had disagreements, we weren't all in alignment, not so much disagreements. We weren't all in alignment. We had a very constructive session of discussing the issues and coming to at least a decision forward on it. And I thought everybody contributed. Everybody was very positive about the way they did. So thank you all for that.
Susan Reeves, your turn.
Well, like Harry, I'm distracted by the hook that's approaching my neck. But I do want to offer an observation that about how far we've come on this review process, because it used to be a nightmare. It just was a nightmare. We didn't have any we were setting the standards at the same time we were doing the review. We had somebody at the chalkboard trying to write down numbers. We had, you know, really no way to do a thoughtful process or to do anything that was repeatable. And we've come a long way collectively as a board, but it's all in how it's presented. And so while the process is much improved, it is also true that you did a great job, are doing a great job, Stuart, and sort of taking the burden off the rest of us. And I appreciate that very much. I appreciate the organization and the work that you do in advance of the meeting that keeps us on task. So thank you for that. And I also agree with the comment that it was a good meeting tonight. We were not totally mentally aligned, but we, we accommodated each other's thoughts and came out with a workable, good solution to all the issues that were presented.
All right. Jim Henderson.
I guess it was a complex meeting. For the first time, I really do think everybody was not necessarily speaking the same message, but they were honestly speaking. I really was pleased. I shouldn't say that's the first time I think I've seen it before, but it was certainly inspiring tonight. I think communication is where leadership lives and breathes, and we were communicating. It informs and persuades and guides and assures. We were all trying to find a truth. I really do think we were, and I think we got there. There are some holes in how we get there to the future. I do think that those 360s that were done by the staff were fascinating. I think they were telling. It is the information highway, and communication is very important. It's more of assurance and less authority that maybe we didn't see because he's not down on the floor talking to the people. But we're getting closer. So
yeah.
I probably of all meetings over the last several years, this was probably the best. And our attempts to do the evaluation is a major yeoman's effort. We've had some pretty ones were pretty feisty that didn't get there, and I think tonight's one did. Unfortunately, we didn't have all the information to work with, but we'll get there. Thank you very much.
And Rachel Morse.
Sure. I appreciate and echo the comments that Director Hollis and Director Reeves made about the meeting and the quality of the meeting, and I am sure going to miss. I feel that time getting short for Director Crawford and Director Reeves as well. I feel that too. So I appreciate you guys. And I'll just say I think you guys did a great job in canceling the spring meeting and sort of setting the right sort of tone. I was able to go to the employee meetings and hear the updates about the acquisition as well as the coronavirus, and I think we've set the right tone at Chugach for being serious but not alarmist, and I appreciate how current we are on those present day issues. So that's what I'll add.
All right, and I'm last. I do like hearing that feedback because I wasn't at that meeting, so thank you, Rachel. And I have to echo what Jim Henderson said, if I heard it from several, that we had a conversation, lots of different opinions, and it was really a refreshing conversation to hear a broad spectrum, and it felt like people were being honest. So I like that. I appreciate it. I appreciate the comments you guys made about how this went. And with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 And we're adjourned.
Thank you, Arden.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Bye,
thanks
all
for calling in. Thank you from everywhere in the world.
Wash your hands, everyone.
Goodbye.
Sanitized chairs.
Did you write down the meeting space?
Yes.
That was nice.
I will send all you guys the stuff I promised I would.